Good morning. We continue with Maseches Shavuos. We are on Parak Dal, the fourth parak. We are up to Mishnah Zayin, the seventh Mishnah. So we mentioned yesterday very briefly that one of the halachas with regard to the pears of Shavuos with the fruits and the vegetables that grow during Shemitah is that they have restrictions or they have a certain level of kedusha with which you have to treat them. You can't treat them in a way which we'd consider hefsid. Now, one of those factors are you can't pick them before they are ripe. You can't bring them into the house before they are ripe. You have to give them the opportunity to grow until they are fully ripe. So, while that is the halacha, the truth is that is really speaking specifically when you want to take in the whole harvest. You bring it inside the house. But there are certain levels at which you would eat them on a temporary fashion inside the field. So this mission is going to discuss what the halacha is with regards to certain fruits, at what point you're allowed to start eating them at all, and at what point you're allowed to bring them into the house. Meimasai, Eichlin, Peres, Ilim, B'Shvias, at one point are you allowed to start eating the fruits of Shemitah? Because again, there's nothing wrong with eating Peres Shemitah. Peres Shemitah are not Aser. It's just that they need to be treated with the proper way. We are going to see later that there are some Peres Shvias which are also, that was a takanas chazal, with regard to svichin. We'll get to that later. When are you allowed to eat the fruits of the tree during Shvias, during Shemitah? Hapagins. Mishnah starts with the pagan. Pagan are very soft dates. Figs, actually. Very, very soft figs. So the halacha is, mishe yazrichu, when they start getting a little bit of a red tinge to them, pita besadi. You're allowed to eat them together with your bread in the field. So if you're out there in the field, you want to quickly grab one off the tree. The halach is once it starts getting a little bit of a red tinge to it, you're allowed to pluck it off the tree and eat it, the derech arai, in a temporary fashion. However, bichalu, when they get to that point where they're fully ripe, I don't know exactly what it would look like at that point, but it got much bigger, then halach is kind of stuck. Basically, you can bring them into your house and you can eat them like any other fruits, except for the other halachas we'll learn later with regard to Kedusha Shviyas. Mishnah just says, these two halachic qualities are true the rest of the years, not in Shemitah. The year 1 through 6, with regard to Meiser, at what point do they chayiv and Meiser? They're chayiv and Meiser once they are fully grown. It happens to be that some of the Rishayim understand that this part is going back in the first part of the Mishnah, but it doesn't seem to make sense from other Mishnayas. So again, what it means is once they reach that point of bichalu, where they get big, they're fully ripe, that's when they're chayiv and meiser. Habayser, Mishnah Ches says, Habayser. Baiser are grapes, but they're early, early grapes, not yet ripe. When are you allowed to eat them? Mishaviyu mayim eicha bay pita v'sada. Once they start getting a liquid inside, you could squeeze out some type of grape juice, then you're allowed to eat them temporarily in the field. Hivish, once they get fully ripe, basically the same halacha is true. You can bring them into your house and you can eat them regularly. Same thing is true. The same thing is true with regard to maestros. Once they reach that point of hivish, where you could, the Rishonim explained it means that you could start seeing that pit, the little seed inside, you could see it through the outer shell, the outer peel. So at that point in time, you're allowed to bring them into your house during Shemitah, as well, at that point in time, it's Chayev in Meisr. We'll continue with Mishnah Tes tomorrow.